We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is this your Dr. Frank guy?
Dr. John, man. This is actually in The Wire. Do you know the montage at the end of season 4? This is the song playing.
Always enjoyed the montages.
Oh, they're so good.
End of the season.
The montage is amazing.
Yeah, end of the season. James has his favorites. All right, now that I know it's Wire connected, it gets my seal of approval. Sports Skeleton guest line in a moment to talk to Elliot Shore Parks from Indianapolis in the Combine, where he was up close and personal yesterday, firing questions away at Howie Roseman, as was Angelo this morning. Let's hear more from Howie and then right to Angelo. Of course, we're trying to kind of decipher Howie's words and what he said yesterday and what he said today and the meaning behind him. John thinks Howie's going for a rebuild, which I don't really see that, but, I mean, clearly he's trying to retool, and he's definitely explaining a philosophical change with how he wants to construct the roster. Let's hear more from Howie this morning with Angelo on that very topic.
You did say yesterday with the media that you might have a slightly different philosophy, thinking more long-term in this offseason than the last few. Explain your thinking there, Howie.
Yeah, I just think there's different eras of team building. And when we were in 2016, 2017, we had a quarterback under a rookie contract. And so we were able to build our team differently because of that. And now as we go forward, you know, obviously we gave Carson an extension. We have a very highly paid defensive tackle, a couple of offensive linemen who are making a lot of money. So we have to figure out a different way to add talent. It can't always be that we're just going to, you know, go on the free agent market and do that. We also didn't have a lot of picks, and we did that. We made some short-term decisions, which I would do 100 times out of 100 times again to win a championship. And so I just think it's going to be – that was our championship run, and that was a kind of period of time for the Eagles. And I think now we're building a different period of time. And, you know, it's stuff like, you know, we're excited about some of our young players, you know, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders. Like, our vision is they're on the field the next time we're playing in a Super Bowl and the confetti falls on our head. So I think we just want to make sure that we're not doing a disservice and we're putting too many eggs in one basket for 1 year, as opposed to kind of looking at our team over a period of time and who's going to be part of it and what we're going to do to build around it, because we still got a young quarterback and hopefully he's playing for a long time, and it would be a disservice to get into any year where we didn't think we had a chance to compete for a championship.
All right, that's Howie Roseman this morning with Angelo. You'll hear the entire interview coming up around 12:20 today. Let's go out on the Swartz Carlton guest line right now at 888, or right now, of course, if you're injured at work at Justice, call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. For further interpretation of what Howie said, we welcome in from Indy at the Combine, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, is Howie saying that the Eagles are rebuilding? Is that what he just said?
I refuse to believe that with Howie Roseman as general manager, Jeffrey Lurie as the owner, and Carson at quarterback, this team will ever be rebuilding. I just don't believe it. I think that both what he said yesterday and then that clip as well with Angelo, I could see how it would be interpreted as that. But I think what he's more saying is, because he also said he's going to spend in free agency, right? And that would seem to be counter to not going for it, because the guys you're going to sign free agency, you're overpaying for them. They're going to already be somewhat established players. But if you look at what they did in 2016, you signed Brandon Brooks, who was kind of a long-term signing. You signed Rodney McLeod, who was a long-term signing. And remember, they went into that year with Sam Bradford in training camp. Like, they were going to try to win that year. It just ended up working out. They went to Carson, and that kind of shifted the framework. But I still think you're going to see this offseason how we make moves where, when the roster is set in training camp, we'll look and say, this is a team that should compete for a Super Bowl. I don't know if they'll get there, yeah, but I think that's what their plan will
be. Now, John, you disagree with Elliot. Why? Like, what?
Well, he's telling us that this is a new era. He's telling us this is the new era of team building. And this period is 20, 21, and 22. Like right now, it feels like he's pointing down the road and saying, we're going to count on some young guys. We don't even know who they are yet. We don't even know who falls to us. We know who we have an eye on. But we're hoping that things come together. We're planning this differently. No longer are we looking for those value older guys to plug and play. We're looking for guys who will be around and create a new core. Creating a new core in my book means you're rebuilding.
Well, let me just ask a question. Then, Elliot, I want to get to we have so many different questions for you. But for both of you guys, let's just use an example. Let's just say he doesn't land a big-time free agent corner that he'd prefer to get, just hypothetically. So does that mean that Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas, like one of them's a starter? Because they are young and they are cheap and theoretically they could be here for five more years if they played their way in it? Like,
I think that's what they'd have to fall back on.
I mean, that doesn't make me happy.
No, not at all.
Because I want better than that.
But isn't there a good chance, like we haven't talked at all about possible trades and things like that. A guy like Darius Slay who's out there and – looking for a new home, essentially. Is there any word on stuff like that at the Combine, Elliot?
Well, so see, I think to what you said, Richie, about, how they're kind of rebuilding. I think that, they're going to go for younger guys. But I think when you see the players they add, we're not going to sit here and say, okay, this guy's not ready to contribute. Like if they trade up for Henry Ruggs, that's going for a younger guy that they can build with for the next, 5-6 years.
Man, that would be awesome.
But Henry Ruggs also should come in and be a contributing player right away and be exactly what they need. If they sign James Bradbury, who's 26 years old, right? He is going to be a big time free agent. He's going to cost money, but he's a guy they can build with. He's also a great cornerback right now. So I think what Howie's saying is when we try to fill these holes, like maybe Darius Slay doesn't fit that because he's 29, you'd have to give him a longer deal. But I think what he's saying is, we're going to go out and we're going to get players to help us compete, but we're also going to do guys that are younger. And I mean, look, when you have 10 draft picks, and Howie mentioned yesterday that he'll be more able to trade up than he was in past years, when you have $44 million, you can go out there in cap space, you can go out there and add players that can be building blocks, but that are also good right now. So I just think it's a different way of looking at it, but I still think they're going to compete next year. The Eagles will always compete. All right, with Jeffrey Lurie and Howie, you will never go into a year where we say this team's expecting to go 5-11.
Okay, I agree with you.
And
on that front,
the division helps them. Let me just say the division helps them with
Well, we hope it will.
Well,
it'll be better.
It will be better, but it likely helps them still a bit.
But don't you agree that we are about to learn of a new core for this team? Like the players who are coming in the very near future in free agency with trades with this draft will become like the old heads that he got overly attached to. You know, that's his intention right now, to create that new core.
Yeah, I think so. And again, like in 2016, when Howie came back and they kind of rebuilt after Chip, Rodney McLeod, Brandon Brooks, Nigel Bradham, I'm like, Nigel's not here anymore, and we'll see what happens with Rodney. But those three guys were a pretty large part of the personality of this team for the last 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that you will see that, but it doesn't mean that you have to go out and get guys that aren't ready to contribute still.
So all of this, all of what we're talking about, building for the future, flies in the face of the feeling I got after Howie talked about Jason Peters yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on whether Jason Peters is back?
So another interesting quote, I thought Howie yesterday, he kind of, gave the political answer in a way, but certainly left the door open. This morning, I thought an answer Howie gave to Angelo really kind of showed where his mindset is at. Angelo asked him, okay, we know you have to address corner, free agent, receiver. What are your needs in free agency? And Howie's first answer was, we're always going to prioritize protecting Carson. He went to the offensive line. Angelo didn't bring that up. And to me, I think they're setting the stage for, you're going to bring Peters back and say, you know what, we're always going to invest resources in the offensive line, and we're always going to invest in protecting Carson. And I think that's the right thing to do. I agree they're a little counterintuitive from what we just talked about. But at the end of the day, left tackle is not a spot you play with, especially given Carson's injury history.
But you're playing with it if you bring a guy back who's going to be tapping out in half the games and giving you a substandard performance in the games that he's staying in the game.
Look, I'm not saying Jason Peters is one of the best tackles in the NFL. What I am saying, though, is he was one of the better left tackles in the league last year. He was top 15. Andre Dillard is a complete question mark. When we've seen him with our own eyes, both in training camp and in the limited action he got this year, nobody came away extremely impressed. Now, if we think that and the Eagles bring Jason Peters back, what do they think about him? What are they seeing every day? What does Jeff Stoutland think of Andre Dillard, right?
Right,
so
right.
I agree with you. Jason Peters is not perfect, right? He's 38 years old. There are going to be concerns with bringing him back. But a larger concern than Jason Peters tapping out every once in a while is Andre Dillard being there with no backup plan and him going into next year and not playing well. It'll wreck the season if they don't have a good left tackle. And I think that's why you see these hints that they're going to bring Peters back.
Is it your feeling that they have all but given up on Jordan Mailata?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's been 2 years. He spent most of his time on the inactive list.
He was really good in the preseason games that we saw. He showed so much potential. Is it injury related?
It's part of it. I mean, he does have a legitimate back injury, and for a man his size at that position, that's not good. But look, Jordan Mailata showed some signs in preseason 2 years ago. But again, he was a seventh round pick that never played football before. Like, maybe he can develop into a backup. Like, maybe if everything works out perfectly, he turns into Vitae, right? And then he can be your backup. But he can't go into next year as a legitimate option to start. I mean, if that's the case, That is a massive problem.
So
Mailata is starting for you.
Yeah. Is Vitae gone?
I think he's gone because I think he's going to get a chance to start elsewhere.
Yeah.
I think that the money he'll get, I would pay that if I were the Eagles because he's a key backup at three spots, but I think he'll get a chance to start.
Elliot, when we talk about roster construction, I mean, I'll give you two young, cheap guys. They're young in that you could have them for a while. Do you think they want Nate Gary to start, and do you think they – want Grugier Hill back, which obviously if they bring him back would be to start. Do you think they want them to start?
No, I think they want Nate Gary and TJ Edwards to start. I think those are going to be your two main linebackers next year. Now, maybe something happened, in the draft. But with Camus, I think they would bring him back at the right price, but I don't think they're going to pay really much of anything to bring him back. He was injured last year. He's flashed at points, but overall fairly inconsistent. So I think if he's back, it'll just be to compete. They won't offer him a starting job. But TJ Edwards is a guy that when they cut Nigel, they did it with TJ in mind. TJ is going to have every chance to win that job and get a lot of playing time next year.
All right, so
this is unbelievable.
Well, there's a lot
Nick
there.
Gary
yeah.
and TJ Edwards. Like, you want to talk about unknown commodities becoming, people you're depending upon.
Well, you can have them if this is the philosophy to just build and we have them for a while.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing if that's starting backers.
That's why I'm trying to
me that is a rebuild, man.
Well,
if Nate Gary and TJ Edwards are your linebackers,
you can't pay everyone everywhere.
Can't pay everyone everywhere. And I again, the linebacker position, we could debate that, and it's kind of a separate debate in a way in terms of its importance in this defense, but it's just not a position that if you're not going to invest a ton of resources in there. Like maybe they go out and get a Corey Littleton who played for the Rams last year. He fits what they like. Maybe they do that. But I think when they invest their resources in terms of a mixture of guys that contribute and also like the building blocks, you're going to see them invest that in positions outside of linebacker.
Any updates on the Alshon situation down there?
Well, one potentially big update is that it seems like the CBA has a good chance of being improved now that it's been passed on to just the general players. And if they pass that, you have a new CBA, and that gives the Eagles more options with Alshon because then they can potentially designate him a post-June 1st cut, which would limit the cap hit and dead money that they would have. So that is one thing. The other thing, though, I'll say is yesterday Doug talked about it, as did Howie. They kind of said there's no issue between Alshon and Carson. So they're still sending that message out there. But I think overall the passing of the CBA is the big thing here, and I think you will still see them move on from Alshon.
Do me a favor, Elliot, while you're out there. Talk to players, talk to owners, talk to execs. Have them put in that provision the NBA and NHL had where you can just cut a guy that's no good and get cap relief. Remember when Brizgalov?
I'll tell them you suggested it.
Yeah, tell them we need the Brizgalov provision for Alshon Jeffrey here in Philly. All right, Elliot, what else themes that you're hearing, big things out there, combine, maybe not necessarily Eagles related, but just big topics that are happening. Is Burrow's hands an issue? Like, what are the big things you're hearing out there?
So yesterday, I think 29 of the 32 head coaches and almost all of the executives talked, and I had a chance to listen to almost all of them. And I'll say the biggest thing you hear is how much these teams want to add speed. Now, that could kind of sound like, well, of course they want to. But, you know, every year there's a different theme here at the Combine. And you look at what the 49ers and the Chiefs did, especially, you know, getting to the Super Bowl. And these teams are going to be looking for speed. And that's bad news for the Eagles, because when every team is looking for it, it becomes a lot harder to find it, and you're going to overpay for it. So a guy like Henry Ruggs, who, you know, maybe a month ago we all thought might have been there, number 21 overall, it wouldn't surprise me if he went top 10 at this point. When you talk about him running potentially a 4-2 and him being exactly what teams are looking for, I really think that if the Eagles add speed this offseason, they're going to have to overpay for it. Robbie Anderson, right. People here are talking about him getting $14-plus million. Speed is going to be hard to come by this offseason.
You know, it would sort of fit what Howie's telling us he's planning, though, if we did spend big to get speed. You know, if we're talking about creating that core with speed, he does have the money. And it's not flying in the face of what he's laid out for us.
Right. But, Elliot,
gives me hope.
Elliot, while he has the money, I saw your article recently on the website, 94WIP.com, where you ranked where the Eagles rank as far as money to spend. And while it sounds nice to have $44 million, it's not like they're exactly, you know, in the top 10 of the NFL. I mean, they're not even number one, two, or three in their own division.
Yeah, so when I first started the offseason looking into how much cap space they had, and I saw they had $44 million, I was like, this is the most Howie's ever had. Like, they can do whatever they want, and I still think they can, but when you look compared around the league, I mean, there's teams that are in the 80s, right? So they're 19th in the league, even though they have around $44 million in cap space, and I'm pretty sure they're last in their own division, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So it's still going to be tough to go out and outspend some teams.
Elliot, phenomenal work. Whoever made the decision to actually budget to send you to Indianapolis made a good decision.
I appreciate it.
We appreciate it, man. Have fun out there, Elliot. We'll be talking to you. Thanks, pal.
All right, talk to you soon.
Yep. All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. It's been interesting to get his info from out there.
I agree.
And Howie talking, you know, has, it's kind of reignited Eagles conversation. And listen, you guys know my theory. I mean, this is why leagues mandate coaches and general managers having to talk. Like, sometimes, you know, every once in a while we'll get the call, why do they say anything? Because the owners want them to say something. Because that's what spurs conversation, and that's how you become a 365-day, or in this case, 366-day this year league. So, I mean, it's, you know, it makes it fun when they talk. And obviously there's a lot to react to. Let's continue the reaction on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Ray. Ray, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling,
Absolutely,
bud.
Man.
I was calling about Jason Peters. Pretty much a lot of the calls covered what I was saying, but I'm still wondering, like, the money, like, this morning they were saying he could get as much as $14 million, and in my opinion, that would be, like, for a part-time player, and I'm thinking, like, the investment, if they're going to, you know, invest in, let's say, a veteran player, and they're still talking about Malcolm Jenkins, I feel like the money would be well more spent on Malcolm Jenkins. And I'm a Jason Peters fan. Have his jersey the whole nine yards. But, I mean, enough's enough. And how are we ever going to know what Dillard can do if he doesn't do it? And this is a Band-Aid, and then a year from now we'll be doing the same thing.
Ray, I agree with you 1,000,000%. I think that I'm going to put the word if in here, okay? If the Eagles are really seriously contemplating bringing back Peters, you got to go to that negotiating table and say, listen, dude, here's the deal. We know you really don't want to play elsewhere. We're willing to bring you back, but you got to work with us here. Here's a $7 million deal. Don't squawk. Here's $6 million. I don't want to hear it. Don't be pushing me to $10 million. Don't push me up against the wall. Here's $6 million. Here's $7 million. Just be done with it, you know, and sign the damn deal. Like, that's the most you can consider giving a guy that's 38 years old.
I agree.
And I emphasize the word most. That's the most. I mean, I'd like to get him back at $3 million. But, you know, I think he'll make more than that. Oh, my God. All right, Ray, talk to me here. Give me a great doctor.
Hawkeye Pierce from MASH.
You got it, man. Ray, appreciate that call. I mean, John, how would that Jason Peters, Howie Rosen negotiation look like? Like, take me in the room.
I worry.
Your Peters agent, you say, you want my guy. He's a left tackle. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Pay my guy $11 million. What are you saying?
No.
Get out of my office?
Well, I don't know how they – I don't know how any of this works with Jason Peters. I've seen with my own eyes that they treat him differently.
Yeah.
And so does that carry on carry upstairs at the NovaCare complex?
Right.
I don't know.
He did make less last year than
he – It's unprecedented, man. Yeah. Like, to be friends with the owner to where it helps you, like, it seems like it's helping him. Yeah. I don't know. You can't possibly overpay him again.
No, you can't. You can't.
And, well.
Let me ask you a question, John. Who would you rather have? Forget the money. No, money aside, who would you rather have next year as the starting left tackle of the Eagles? Jason Peters or Vitae?
Vitae. At least I know he'll be out there for 16 regular season games. And I know that when he's had the whole week of practice to prepare, he's been a lot better. I know that he can start not just this year. Jason Peters could only give you this year. Vitae could give you several.
Yeah, give him many. Yeah, sure.
And I mean, I'm not thrilled.
Right,
about
I know.
It either.
I understand. You want better. I'm just asking.
I want Andre Dillard to be as good as I thought he could be. I want Jordan Mailata to be okay, healthy, able to show out the way he did when he first got here, when everyone was marveling at how precocious he was for a first-time football player to be that good. He was manhandling people, and it just there's got to be a lot more to that, the Mailata story. You know, health-wise, whatever, that we don't know about.
Yeah. All right, Victor in West Grove. Victor, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Whatchamacallit. The, I think Elliot did bring up a very good point that I wanted to mention, it that the priority of protecting Carson is the top priority, and that is very true. But I don't think this is a retool. It's a retool. It's not a rebuild. And the reason is that how I see it, how I heard Howie yesterday, was because he was indicating that he wants to have options because the older players are coming to the table for money, and that he wants to create the options of bringing in younger players and so on and so forth, because when the older players come to the table, he wants to have the Mailatas. He wants to have the other players that he's picked in the past, that those guys need the opportunity to come in and step in and step up. But as far as, you know, as far as being a rebuild, no, because you still have your core, and especially you have Carson still there.
Right.
I don't see it as a rebuild.
I mean, I agree with you, Victor, because to me, when you came off a playoff berth, and granted, it was an odd way to get there because the division was so bad and the Eagles really weren't great. They were kind of average. But when you make the playoffs and have Carson Wentz in year five, there's no way you're rebuilding. That's not a rebuild. Especially when you still have Lane Johnson and Fletcher
Come
Cox
on, man. You
and Zach Ertz.
You do have to rebuild. Who on the defensive side of the ball is not old that you believe in?
Who on the defensive side of the ball is not old that you believe in? Probably nobody.
So do you think that's okay?
That's not good.
That means you have to rebuild.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Who is not old that you believe in? It's nobody, right?
I kind of see it as, you know, like a it's sort of like a car manufacturer. You want to go get the, you know, J.D. Power Award, but every single year you kind of got to like improve or change your approach on certain aspects of the car, like change the engine, change the transmission, change the interior. And you're kind of massaging the whole thing. And that's what I think Howie's kind of doing. He's just kind of massaging certain areas of what he's got. But as far as
I don't know if massage
rebuild,
is the right word,
man. That way.
He's telling us he's revamping his whole approach.
Well, he is telling us that.
Because it no longer works.
Yeah. All right, Victor, what do you got here for a great doctor?
He's not a great doctor. Actually, he's a very fraudulent doctor, Dr. Van Nostrand. from Seinfeld. Well, Kramer plays him.
Kramer. Oh. Yeah, that's great.
You got it, man. 888-729-9494. All right, coming up, I did, in fact, see recently, John, one of those movies that you had on my list for me to see.
Was it really
yes.
from our list and not your added whatever?
Yes. It's actually, honestly, from your
wow.
list.
So it's a non-rom-com? Like a non-drama, romantic drama.
It's not a romantic drama.
Oh.
It's not 16 Candles. It's not Can't Buy Me Love. It's one of the movies you told me to say, and I've seen it.
Great.
And I will tell you what it is, and I'll give you a little taste
Good
of that.
Good job.
Also up ahead, all this Eagles stuff. Specific players. What does it mean for this guy, that guy? There's one guy in particular. One guy in particular that I think what Howie said yesterday does not bode well for him coming back to the Eagles. And I'll tell you who that player is. We'll rock all the calls all show. Joe DeCamer, John Ritchie. AMA, by the way, coming up at noon today on 94 WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app. New promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, well, now's the time, right now, because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free, meaning you can place any bet, and within 7 days of sign-up, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. So much to look at when considering what to bet on with FanDuel Sportsbook, including tonight's NBA game for the local squad playing out there one state away, out there in the state of Ohio. Hey, listen, get in on that. Get in on anything with FanDuel Sportsbook, including future bets like the upcoming baseball season and the over-under for the local squad or any team. It's all right there for you to claim your risk-free bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. Be sure to sign up using promo code Joe. That's the key. That's always the key because it gets you your best deal. Again, that's promo code Joe, J-O-E, with FanDuel Sportsbook to get your first bet risk-free with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.